Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful sacred souls. Thank you so much, everyone here joining the Wisdom of the Ancients. Everyone in the Wisdom Tribe, thank you so much for being here, bringing your amazing collective energy and upgrading our collective consciousness and vibration by simply being here and being here as a beautiful point of light on the golden grid. We are all activating the points of light on the infinity web, on the golden grid of grace, on the web of light, whatever we decide or choose to call it, whatever resonates with us. The point is we are all making a big difference by simply being here and lending and generating and amplifying and magnifying the energy. So we have a wonderful, wonderful show today. Let us now invoke the Ancient Ones. Let us invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts so that we may hear whatever messages are coming through for each and every one of us. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Amy Flynn is a source-guided intuitive, a spiritual teacher, energy transmitter, healer, medical intuitive, source voice channel, and money Reiki grand master. She is guided by her lifelong, clear, strong connection with source and her powerful abilities to clear, restructure, and balance energy. A born channeler accessing her spiritual gifts from birth, Amy is the voice channel for an expression of non-physical source consciousness called the collective, who lovingly transform all they interact with. Amy and the collective radiate uplifting, joyful energy as they make the esoteric and the profound accessible and fun. Together, they quickly shift people into a higher vibration of love and realization. Amy is the creator of the crystalline rainbow star-like frequencies, the multidimensional money Reiki transformation program, and a powerful proprietary process that permanently clears generational trapped emotional energy that quickly produces dramatic results in all areas of life. Whew, how did I do on that one? As seer through time, space, and energy, Amy enables people worldwide to break free of lifelong blocks and existing belief habits. Her mission is to bring people into the direct realization of who they are as divine creator. And that's each and every one of you. So welcome, Amy. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. It's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Hi, Ian. Hi, everybody in the water group. I am so excited to be here. I really am. I don't want to keep talking about how excited I am because I could use the whole call telling you. So what I want to do is I want to explain, first of all, what's going to happen. I'm going to be here talking to you, and then I'm going to leave, and the collective's going to come in, and they're going to talk to you, and they're going to do some things. And then I might pop in a little bit then, but I will come back for the energy surgery because I do. The collective will assist with that, but that's primarily me doing that. So let me see. All right. The rainbow frequencies, the collective will activate. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure everybody is comfortable and happy because we're going to be doing several little processes and activations throughout. So I want you to make sure that you're in a comfortable position, comfortable place. If you're kind of like stuffed somewhere where it's just you're not really comfortable, see if you can find a more comfortable spot or at least position your body so you're comfortable. You'll get the most out of it if you're not aware of anything happening with your body until we do the energy surgery healing. Okay, so what I want to do first is I'm going to turn it over to the collective, and I'm going to let them bring everybody into this beautiful portal of divine rebirth. And by the way, the whole year 2020 is a portal of divine rebirth. 2020 is a portal, just like 11-11, 2020 is a portal. So it's a really, really exciting year. It's a year of big change. It's a year where there's going to be a lot of stuff happening to bring things up for you, to bring things out for you, so you can see them, examine them, be aware of them, and choose them or not choose them. Choose to let them go or choose to keep them. It's going to be one of those type of years. So it's a fun year, and you'll have to be aware and awake all year. All right, so I'm going to bring in the collective. Hang on. Hello? We are here. Well, at least we think we're here. Amy's standing up. She normally brings us in when she's sitting down. Wait, she just sat down. Okay. Okay, okay. That's better. All right. So we are the collective, and we are going to be guiding you through a lot of the wonderful, exciting things that are happening this session. We are thrilled to be here with you. We love each and every one of you. We can see each and every one of you. We can feel you. We just want to hug you and kiss you. So accept our energetic hugs and kisses, please. And what we're going to do first to start off our session is we're going to guide you gently into this divine portal, or portal of divine rebirth. Well, it is a divine portal, a divine portal of divine rebirth. It's just completely divine. So please close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in. Breathe all the way into your center, down into your lower abdominal area. And let all of your conscious awareness follow your breath. Let go of every energy that is not your breath flowing in. So just flow in and down. Circle that breath around. Let it pick up any discomfort, any tension, any negativity. And then bring it back up, up, up. Feel it coming up and out your mouth. And when you exhale, exhale hard and exhale out any negativity, any tension. Just okay, do it another time. Bring the breath in. Imagine it coming in through your crown, coming all the way in through your crown. And it flows down to your lower abdominal area. And again, feel it pick up anything like a magnet. This magic breath picks up anything that you want to let go of in this moment. And then it brings it up, up, up the front channel and out hard. Breathe out. Good. All right. So with a sweep, we're going to do a little sweep. We're going to bring your awareness down to your toes, and we're going to sweep it up your feet. And everywhere your awareness sweeps, it gets completely relaxed. It just relaxes, relaxes. So as you sweep, where you've swept, it just relaxed. Total relaxation. So start at your toes. We're going to sweep up your feet. We're going to sweep up your leg, relaxing, 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 the magic sweeping. This is just with your attention. Just with your attention, follow with the sweeping. Just sweep up your knees, up, up, up your thighs, your upper legs, up your hips. Feel them relaxing. All the tension goes out of those big leg muscles. All gone. I mean, up your trunk, your back, your chest, your throat. Just sweeping up. Down your shoulders, upper back of the neck, down your arms. Sweeping all of this tension, like magic energy molasses, just sweeping everything away. It just rolls down, picks it up, takes it away. Then it comes back up your arms, relaxing everything up your neck, up your head, sweeping, 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 all the way up around your face, every muscle, all the way up to your crown and out. Good. While we were sweeping, we have gently guided your energy into this portal of divine rebirth. We want you to feel the energy. We want you to notice with your inner eyes that there is light sparkling around you. It's not like a brilliant, bright, white light. It's more of a steady light with brilliant, white little sparkles and twinkles, like little sparkling fireflies flitting about. These are the interdimensional beings. There is consciousness living here, beings living here, and they are loving and helpful. And notice how relaxed you feel. And notice that there is this sense of inner joy that's bubbling up within you. And notice that there is this power, this energy, this powerful energy that surrounds you and seems to hold you. And notice that you feel pretty invincible and amazingly powerful and at home here in this portal. Just breathe that in and notice that. Now we're going to bring you back to regular consciousness because our whole session is going to take place in this portal. So we want to just let you know, if you, with your eyes open in regular consciousness, notice some little sparkly, twinkly lights around, don't be surprised. Those are the little interdimensional portal beings. And you can see them in your regular consciousness in moments when you are relaxed. So you may end up seeing a few. It will be really cool to see them in your space. But there is no such thing. We just want to let you know. This is a little abstract. But there is no such thing as your space and their space. It's all one space. It's all overlay, all overlap. So it's very not unusual, let's put it this way, for them to be there in your space. So everybody, please take a nice deep breath in. We love to breathe when we have the body. It's fun. As a breathe in and then out, and bring your awareness back up to behind your eyes, and we're going to count you from 1 to 5 and open your eyes at 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes. Blink, blink, blink. Okay. So we are assuming everybody's back and feeling nice and relaxed, which is really, really good. All right. So now we are going to activate the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. We love these frequencies. These frequencies are joyful. They bring you a sense of ease and delight and feeling of joy in your belly. Everything is lovely. Things still happen when the frequencies are flowing, but your ability to be with what happens is very expanded. It's magnificent. So what you might feel like, if you're really paying attention and really sensitive, is a little fluffy cloud has come along and just lifted you up, and now you're sitting on this beautiful little fluffy cloud, just kind of observing things from your magic cloud. So we're going to release them. You don't need to do anything. We are just going to stop talking for a moment and activate these frequencies. Okay. They are flowing. And since we are in this divine portal, we may even see some rainbows periodically. Don't be surprised with anything that you see with your eyes open during our time together. It's going to be fun. Okay, so the frequencies are flowing. You may be feeling them. That's good. Just allow yourself to feel. They will hold you as we go through all of the different things that we're doing. Amy's going to be doing, and we're going to get to help, an energy surgery session. It's a little mini one. The normal ones are half an hour. They're very intensive. Amy has actually done back surgery in the energy session, successful back surgery, and implanting support in the back. So there's a lot of fun things that can be done with the energy surgery. So what do we want you to do now? Oh, we want to speak with you now because we know, and Amy was letting us know, of all of the different wonderful things, the areas, the one area that you want to focus on for the mini energy session, it is perfect, perfect. There were a few people that had some broader areas, more than one area of focus. Amy wanted to narrow it down because, remember, this energy session is focusing on the one thing for everybody, not just the same one thing, everybody's unique one thing. So if you have 5 things, it's going to be a little confusing. So it's better for everybody to have just 1 thing. We don't even know if we explained that right, but we think you understand. Okay, so what we're going to do is we want to hear from you now. We want to know what it is that is, let's see how we can put it. We want to know what it is that is your burning thing right now. Now, this is not the same thing as for the energy surgery session because we know that there's a lot of knees, elbows, hips, lungs, all sorts of things, ears, eyes. We had a lot of those type of things, had a lot of expanding my spiritual self, those type of things are all for the energy surgery session. These are any questions pertaining to where you feel the energy is not supporting you in your life. And we are going to listen, and then we're going to show you how to reverse or flip that. What else is there that you can tune to so that you have a different experience within the same circumstances? Really fun and really cool. Now, what we want you to do is when you ask the question, we're going to give you a little challenge. We want you to ask it in a positive, uplifting way. So suppose there's something in your life and you don't like it, or you something that you want that you don't have. Instead of sinking your energy into the feeling of not having it, we want you to be curious like a child and wonder how come it's not there, or how can you have it? So that's the challenge. So we want you to be like a little child with a very curious energy. You know, children, they want to see everything. They want to touch everything. They want to eat everything. So we want you to be like that, fun, curious. Okay? So we are going to see if Ian has still been relaxed from our time, or if he's there.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask him to open the lines up and the questions on the web, or whatever you call it.
Beautiful.
And we are going to talk to you. Can we do that, Ian?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, everyone. So *2 to raise your hand if you would like to ask the collective a question. If you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box. And I'm going to go on until I get stopped by either Amy or the collective, because it looks like they are running the call today, which I'm totally fine with. All right, because we're going to be in tremendous...
Are we not supposed to?
Absolutely. We are in tremendous service to everyone today. So this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for you to get your questions answered. Okay, we're going to go to Poland. Melina, on the web from Poland. You're live with the collective.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Marina.
It's Milena.
Milena.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hello to both of you, and thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask the collective to help me feel abundant, especially financially abundant. And
okay. Okay. We want to ask you, how do you feel now?
I feel abundant in every possible way apart from finances.
Okay. So it feels to us like that is a big sticky one, because when you say I feel abundant, you're not really radiating that energy of I feel abundant. Like it's not in your speaking. So that one area is really weighing you down. Yes?
Yes, that's
okay.
True.
Okay. So and so we want to ask, what's happening is your observation of your situation is there is not an abundant flow of riches coming to you. Is that correct?
Yes, I seem to have trouble attracting jobs that I'm physically able to perform, because I've been really sick and I can't do what I used to do for a living.
Okay. So you have a very smart mind and you are very capable. All right, we are looking at this. All right. So we want you to imagine, or not even, you can imagine, but we want you to see this whole situation of non-abundance in the money area is like a pancake. It's like a pancake in your life. Every area of your life is like a pancake. We're just doing that for now. We're making a pancake and everything into a pancake. And this area is one of your pancakes. All of your other pancakes are looking lovely and fluffy, and they're really great. This pancake's looking a little flat. It's not fluffing up properly, and it just is kind of like looking not good. Not good. So we want you to know that, like a pancake, you can flip this. So we're going to flip your pancake right now, okay? So just play along with us, and we're going to just imagine that we're taking this pancake for your money abundance, and we're just flipping it. Okay, great. So now we have another side. And on this other side, we see that it's fluffy. It's looking good. It's rising. It's coming into its form like the other ones. So that's good. Now, what does that look like in your life? Well, that might look like that people and opportunities that you hadn't noticed before are there for you to do and to use your gifts that you have now with, and to earn some money, to increase the money flow with that. So what's been happening is you've been looking at the old side of the pancake. And since there's things that have changed and you're not able to do things like you were, you know, able to do before, you're looking on the other side of the pancake, the old side of the pancake, for something different. But there's something different on the new side of the pancake. And that means that you need to look at you interacting with the world with new, fresh eyes. You have to change your thinking, and you have to start looking at yourself and the world, and what can I contribute? What can I do? What gifts do I have? How am I special? How am I unique? Because everybody is. And we want you to reflect upon that with yourself, because that's on the good side of the pancake, the other side, the new side. There's not no good or bad, but it's the new side of the pancake. And we want you to start standing in that energy that I am perfect, I am radiant, I am a gift, I am bringing my gift to the world. The world is going to, you know, give me an exchange, a big grand exchange in exchange for me contributing my gifts and bringing my joy, my beauty, and my love to the world and contributing in such a magnificent way. I will be magnificently compensated. So we want you to get into that energy on that side of the pancake. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, did you say?
Yes.
Great. Okay, that's perfect. And we want you to feel that excited energy about you bringing your gifts. This is like such a great opportunity for you. Before, you were just doing a job, right? And you were doing a job that you could do. But now, things have happened, and you're no longer able to do that and work in those areas. So that's an opportunity, because now you have to look at really what is your gift, what can you bring, and how can you light up the world for others and be compensated. So be in that energy, hold that energy, and opportunities will begin to show up. And you will notice things that you weren't noticing before, because you've activated a different area in your brain that will now see opportunities that you were missing before. Does this make sense to you?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. The other side of the pancake looks, or I shall say, tastes really sweet.
Good. And we want to give you this too. We want you to remember this. When you are being in this new excited space and energy and looking at your gifts and how you're going to contribute them and can contribute them in the world, we want you to look at it from the contribution side, not from the how much am I going to get side. The how much I'm going to get side is energy from the old side of the pancake. The new side of the pancake is, how much can I give? What am I going to give? What are my gifts? And the rest will follow. Okay? That's important.
Okay, I do get it, and I do feel like I am a word server, so I want to be of service, so
good.
I absolutely get it.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, much love to you. Bye now. Thanks for calling. Okay, let's stay on the phones, and let's go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're live if you're on the phone, and the last four digits of your phone number ends in 1530.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh?
Hello. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Oh, this is great.
Here you are.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
So, my question has to do with what... Actually, I'm just really confused about what's going on in my life right now. Like, I left the job that, honestly, I just couldn't do anymore because I couldn't stand the atmosphere.
Okay.
And then I'm working with my sister at her place of employment. But, again, the atmosphere is becoming not so great. And I need some direction. What am I doing?
Okay. All right. Well, first, we want to let you know that the fact that you felt that the fit from your old job, the atmosphere, the energy there was not great for you, means that you're growing. You're growing. You're changing. It's like you're becoming this magnificent butterfly that can't fit in this little cocoon anymore. So that's great. And it's wonderful that you honored that and left. A lot of people would not, out of fear. There are many people that would stay out of fear, and they would never get out of their cocoon. But you did. So I just want to tell you that that's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. This is Amy. Now I'm going to bring the collective back and let them show you how to flip this. All right. We're back. Okay. Now, we're looking. All right. This is going to be a flipping of you. You're in a new opportunity with your sister, and yet you're feeling that this is not, the energy there isn't so great, and it's not so great. And that's okay, because this is like a stepping stone type of thing. And we want to flip this so that you experience the best from this new job opportunity that you are working in. We want you to... Because when you experience that, you are going to radiate and shine, and you are going to come to the attention of others that will just say, oh, come work here. We want you. We have a great opportunity for you. We need someone like you to do this. So let's look at the pancakes, okay? We got all the pancakes out, all right? We have this big energetic stove here with all these pancakes on it. Now, every area, they've got a lot of great fluffy pancakes everywhere. They look lovely, magnificent color, nice height. They're just perfect. Good, happy, wonderful pancakes. But then you got this one pancake, and there it is. It's kind of flat, hasn't done anything yet, kind of dull and brownish and not looking good, maybe even a little burnt. So it's just not a happy pancake. So we're going to flip this. So we're going to take our little energy spatula, and we're going to flip it right over. Okay. Now, on this side, it looks much better. It's like fluffy, and it's nice, good color. It's really looking good. So what is this pancake, and how does it show up in your life? It's you. This pancake is you. This pancake is the energy and the vibration that you carry and you bring into your job. So how do you get the flipped side? How do you experience the flipped side in your body? Every morning when you wake up, you relax, you close your eyes, you tune just quickly. We don't have to spend a lot of time with this. You just tune gently to this very loving and happy, joyful vibration that lives in your belly, like in your solar plexus. The solar plexus, the heart area, is right there. If you close your eyes and you bring your awareness there, you'll feel it. It's kind of happy, fun thing. If it's gurgling, that's your stomach. But it's this nice, happy energy that's there for you to tune to. And still with your eyes closed, standing very nice and straight and tall. We want you to say, I am confident. I am amazing. I am a gift to the world, and I am going to bring that gift into the world today. I am light. I shine, and I am going to shine so bright that others can't help but notice. And as you, then you can open your eyes and go into your day. Anytime you feel yourself sinking with your vibration, someone does something or the energy doesn't feel, just close your eyes. Remember these statements. Say them to yourself again in your mind, if you can say them out loud. Go off somewhere and say them out loud. It's even more powerful. And just remind yourself, I am powerful. I am magnificent. I am light. I shine. I am shining my light. And that light, that energy is going to transform others and your experience of others around you. And next thing you know, your experience at this job will be vastly improved. It will be the nice, fluffy side of the pancake. It will be wonderful. And as you hold this vibration and you show up there, if it that vibration is too much, too big for the space that you're working in, you will attract the intention of others who want that vibration. And you'll learn about other things and other opportunities and other avenues for you to contribute your gifts. Can you do it? Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You're listening intently.
Can you do that? Can you flip that
yes.
pancake? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I can do
so
that.
you make the commitment to doing this every morning, yes? Standing
yes.
tall. And if you mess up the statements a little, it's okay. What's important is you stand really nice and straight and tall, and you connect with that joy energy and that power energy in your belly, and you just let it rip about how great you are, how wonderful you are, how much of a light you are. And then you begin
yes.
your day in that energy. And just, if you need to, just remind yourself by closing your eyes and doing it again, okay, during the day. You will see that you will begin to be living the other side of the pancake. Sound
all
good?
Right, Chisol. Thank you, thank you. All right, you're holding space, sweet love. Bye now. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll stay on the phones, and then we'll switch over to the web. Let's go to, this one is Vancouver in, I guess, I don't know if it's Washington or Canada. It doesn't matter, but
Canada,
it's Dada.
Canada, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you know Dada. How do you know? Okay.
No, I said Canada. Oh, is the person's name Dada?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How funny.
Yeah. Well, there's a Vancouver, Washington, too, but they're on the
oh,
web.
We know
so
everything. What can we say?
Yeah. You are live.
Hello. Hi,
there.
Ian.
Hi,
hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
This is Dada in Vancouver, Canada.
All
yes.
right.
Is Dada in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. Milena from Poland actually took my question because that's what I like to focus on. So I am going to take a different question if I can.
Okay.
It is flipping pancakes. It's a very interesting way of doing it.
Yeah.
Doing it. And what I was wondering, how do you flip your energy to feel more positive when your body is not well?
Okay, so let us see if we understand. You're saying you want to flip, transform is another word, shift, the energy that you walk around in all the time. Is that correct? Or
yes.
are you asking that or saying that you want to flip the energy within the physical body because the physical body isn't working or something like that? It's a little bit different.
Interesting, but actually both.
Okay, so is your body working okay?
No, I'm sick right now, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't feel that you're that anything is broken in your body. We feel that you're sick because of the low vibration opens the door for the sickness to come in. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is your energy. This is your magnificent energy that you are looking at the back door of, let's say it that way, the rear end of. So we got our pancakes again, okay? Oh, you got a whole stack of nice, beautiful, fluffy pancakes. Oh, they look so gorgeous. We're going to be eating pancakes after this, we have a feeling. We don't even know if Amy knows how to make pancakes. We will do it. We will do it. Anyway, so you have your beautiful stack of pancakes, and then you have that one. That one that is all flat. And it's a big one because it kind of holds all of your energy in it. So it's a big old dirty, brown, burnt, flat pancake. So we're going to flip it over. We're going to take that big patch, whatever you call it, and we're going to flip it right over. There we go. Oh, it looks much better. Now we have this magnificent, fluffy, radiant, if a pancake can be radiant, fluffy pancake, a golden, beautiful, looks even better than the ones in the stack. So how we do this energetically, how you were going to do it energetically, is very similar to what we just did before with the last person. That was a flipping of her energy. So you are going to wake up every morning. You're going to bring your attention, your focus, into that area in your solar plexus where the joy lives, where the power lives. And a good way, just for you and for everyone listening, to get your attention there is to put your hand on the area. If you want to play around and you just try touching different areas of your body, you will notice everywhere you touch, your focus and your attention goes to it, right under your hand. It can't help it. You can't touch an area of your body when you're nice and quiet without your focus going there. So just touch your solar plexus area, close your eyes, tune into that energy, and then with your eyes closed, standing very straight, you are going to say, I am magnificent. I am bright. I am the fluffy pancake. I am fantastic. I am such a gift to the world. My light shines so brightly. I am so excited to go into my life, into the world, even just in my own home with this light shining so bright. I am going to light up the space everywhere I go. Big things are going to happen for me. All sorts of things that I wasn't seeing before will be illuminated by my own light. People will be transformed as I float by them. My body is strong. I am strong. I am magnificent. So every morning, you can add two for you. I am confident. I am courageous. I am bold. Okay, those ones are also good for you. So, every morning, and if you mess them up a little and you choose your own, that's fine. What's important is we want you to stand in this energy of your magnificence. And we want you to just, I am, filled with this energy and this power and this joy as you say it. We want you to feel it from coming from that solar plexus area. And we definitely want you to add that I am confident, I am courageous, I am bold. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. This sounds like something that you can do?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Now, for you and for all the others, okay, everyone out there, there's a lot of people out there who aren't going to be speaking to us, and you have your own pancakes to flip. We want you to look at how your pancake would be flipped. We want you to see what's on the other side of your pancake. And if it's got to do with your own energy, what are the statements that you're going to say in the morning? And if it's got to do with, everything really has to do with your own energy. So it's always good to do these statements. And you look and you reflect. And what's important is that you make a note. You have to make a note and put it by your bed where you will see it in the morning. Because you have a habit of not doing this. You do not have this habit yet. You have a habit of getting up the way you get up and going to go drink the water and go to go do the bathroom. And you just have a habit. And you also have a habit of putting thoughts in your head that go in there every day. You allow those to come in, take over your energy. So this is a new habit. So it's important that you put a note. You just say something like, flip the pancake. Say these statements. Okay? Very simple, but just you got to do a reminder. All right?
Okay, Dada. Thank you for calling in.
Okay,
blessings to you. Blessings to you. So, Amy and the collective, I wanted to ask before we go to the web, there seems to be beautiful activations. And is there anything that we need to do energetically besides the activations to set intentions or get into a space where we really get behind these activations energetically?
You're talking about right now, within this call?
For example,
or in life?
In life, when we wake up in the morning and we flip the pancake, like you've been sharing with everyone, yeah.
Yes. The energetic thing that you need to do is you need when you wake up, you're pretty open. Your energy is open, and this is why it's important to do it when you wake up before you do your habitual energy and let the habitual thoughts come into you, because they will set your energy for the day. So you are going to interfere with that, interrupt it, flip the pancake. Just put your hand on your solar plexus, tune into, with your eyes closed, standing up, tune into that joy that lives there, that power that lives there. Just feel it for a moment and then make your statements. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And throughout the day, if you feel your energy not being supportive of you or getting all funked up or sinking, do it again, wherever you are. If you're sitting and you can't stand up, just do it. Put your hand on your solar plexus, close your eyes for a moment, relax, and run your statements through your head if you can't say them out loud. If you can whisper them or say them softly, if there are other people around, it's even more powerful.
Thank you. Well, let's take a couple of questions from the web. This is Suzanne from the United Kingdom. And Suzanne is saying, hi, Amy and the collective. How can I be a clear channel for seeing through illusions and being able to offer divine guidance to help myself and others?
Oh, what a magnificent question, Suzanne. Thank you for that. Okay. Well, a clear channel, to be a clear channel, you have to get you out of the way. Now, of course, you is always going to be there. So we don't mean that you have to, like, somehow leave your body and do that. What we mean is the habits that you are. Each human being is a set of habits. Most human beings don't realize that. They think they are this, that you are creating and being in the moment and doing everything fresh and new. Actually, if you start paying attention, you will notice that you are running habits. So, to be a clear channel, you need to step out of your habits. You need to be open. You need to be clean. You need to be clear. So if this is something you want to do, then for you, flipping the pancake would look like waking up in the morning, touching your solar plexus, tapping into that power, that joy that radiates from there, really feeling it run through your body, and then flowing in. Allow yourself to flow in some divine light through your crown and allow it to flow all the way down into your body form, filling every area. And then as you're filled with that light, you're consciously aware of it, you make your statements. I am magnificent. I am a clear channel. I am here to allow whatever is present to show up so that I can support the transformation of it. I step out of my mental noise. My mental noise is put to the side. I step into and am. I am joy. I am love. I am pure light. I am powerful. I am a clear, still pool, a magnificent pond lake, still with the moon reflecting upon its surface, nice and silver, a divine, magnificent pool for others to come step into and to be cleansed, healed, whatever. Can you do that? Oh, she's not there.
I bet you she can.
Okay.
That was Suzanne. Thank you, Suzanne. Looks like it's Suzanne. Okay, we're going to stay in the United Kingdom for now. This is Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E. So, Billy, if you're in Charfield in the United Kingdom, thank you so much for your joy. It is so wonderful how light and playful your energy is, Amy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Please help me. How can I be more authentic? When I get scared in social situations and overthink, I freak out and can act very weird around people. So she would like to be more authentic.
That is very common. We want you to know that. It's not just you, Billy. That happens to a lot of people. Now, those that don't seem like it's happening to them have figured out how to flip the pancake. Now, for you, what we want you to do is we want you to tune to your magnificence and your power. So we're going to flip your pancake. Right now you're seeing and feeling the contractive energy. On the other side of that contractive energy is expansive energy. So we're going to flip the pancake, and we're going to step you into this expansive energy, big, bold, magnificent you. So what you're going to do when you wake up in the morning, remember, put a note so that you remember to do it. Whatever you need to say in the note so that you know what you need to do, do that. And that's for everybody. So you put your hand on your solar plexus. You tune into that magnificent joy, that magnificent power that's there. Allow yourself to feel it, really feel it. Allow it to spread through your body. Allow yourself to be uplifted by it. And then say, I am magnificent. I am amazing. I have so many gifts to contribute to the world. I am a light. I am so bright. Anytime I go into a situation, all I need to do is to tap into this energy and turn on my light, and everything will work out and flow magnificently. Those that are attracted to my light will come to me, and I will know who else has a light and be attracted to them. And everything will work out. I will not have to wonder what to do. I will not have to try to think this so much, because I will be being my light. I will be feeling radiant. And as I feel radiant, I will attract radiance. So your flipping takes you out of your head. You're assessing the situations too much with your little mind. And your mind is saying, oh, we've got to protect her from this bad situation. So we're not going to do that. We're going to say thank you very much for sharing to your mind, and then you're going to be this radiant, magnificent energy that you activated in the morning. And I know that you can do that. And don't worry about how it's going to work out. That's the mind again. Just be the energy. Radiate that light. Be like the ET with the light coming out of the belly. That's you.
Mm.
That's you. So just do that, and it will all unfold magically. You'll be amazed. Okay.
Beautiful. Well, let's go back to the phones for one more question, and then I'd love for Amy to join us to share how people can...
Oh, the
can
energy
work.
Surgery. Yes, well, yes.
Yes. Yes,
we have to do the energy surgery for everybody. Oh, yes. Okay, one more question.
Wait. That's going to be towards the end, but I'd love for Amy to share a little bit after these questions, a little bit around what it's like to work with you more deeply in terms of your programs and things like that. So we'll do the energy surgery at the end. We'll do the, but let's go back to the phones for another question quickly. So let's go to Haddon Heights, New Jersey. Haddon Heights, New Jersey, on the phone, 7500 are the last four digits.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, hi, welcome.
What is your name?
Thank you. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
L-I-S.
Good.
How are you? I feel like I have this joy sucked out of me. Just in too much grief and unforgiveness, unforgivability.
Oh.
And so when you were saying the statement, I was thinking that I could say them, but I wouldn't be feeling them.
That doesn't work then. You have to feel them. Okay. So Let's look at this situation. You have a flattened pancake. You have a pancake that is just really been beaten up. And it's sitting there looking at you. It's a very sad looking pancake. And you're feeling that. You are really feeling bad. And you are saying, how in the world am I going to make this into a radiant, gorgeous, fluffy pancake and light up myself and my world again? By choice. By choice. So we're going to flip your pancake. And we're going to flip it over. Now, it's gorgeous on this side. It's fluffy. It's magnificent. As if by magic, it just transformed into this perfect pancake. So how does that look for you in your life? You choosing to find the joy that is always present within you. It doesn't go away no matter what's happening, no matter how sad or bad or whatever it feels like. Your joy is still there. On the other side of bad is always good. On the other side of dead end is always opportunity. On the other side of sad is always joy. So we just want you to know that. Everything can be flipped. So you're not bound to stay in the emotional energy that you're feeling. So we want you every day to, and we want you to visualize flipping that pancake, because you might need to have that little extra help of imagining you're sticking your hand out and you're putting that big spatula underneath that pancake and you're flipping it over. And there's the magnificent side. It's just like it came out and it's there. It's just wow. And you are to put your hand on your solar plexus. And we want you to really close your eyes. We want you to really, if a thought's going through your head, we want you to say, thank you for sharing, mind. I appreciate you. I've got this. Thank you for sharing. And we want you to just tune all your focus and your attention and your awareness to that space under your hand, that solar plexus. And we want you to tune to the joy there. Now, if you can't feel the joy there at first, that's okay. It's okay. We want you to stand up straight and tall. Something happens when you stand up straight and tall. And you even get straighter when you do these statements. So we want you to even notice it actually changes your physical body because it moves the energy differently. So when you stand up straight and tall, we want you to say, I am magnificent. I am a light of joy. I see magnificence in everything. I see love in everything. I am forgiving. We'll talk about forgiveness in 1 second. I am forgiving. I am allowing. I allow things to unfold in divine perfection, and I know I am divine perfection too. I am courageous. I am confident. I am bold. I am brave. I am the light. And we promise when you say these, make sure you include, if you want to change around the other ones a little bit, that's fine. The first ones that we said we want to make sure you include, I am magnificent, I am joy, I am the light, I am bold, I am courageous, I am brave. We want you to make sure that you put those ones in, for sure. And you will feel the energy in your body differently. You'll be standing so straight, you won't believe it. And then we want you to just feel, just breathe in this feeling. Just breathe in. Breathe in the smell of this delicious, gorgeous pancake. And just feel it. Feel the energy in your body. And any time that you feel that you're sinking low in the day, put your hand on your solar plexus. Something will happen because if you do these statements in the morning, throughout the day, and this is for everybody, when you put your hand on your solar plexus, all of a sudden you'll stand up straight. Because your body, you're remembering the energy of these statements. And then just think a couple of those statements to yourself, or better, say them out loud. Now, when you say the statements, feel the energy of the statements. The statements have energy. When you feel the energy of the statements, it just inhabits your body. It infuses you. So that's how you shift your energy. Things happen. Circumstances happen. Stress happens. But all of these things, these statements, will infuse you with an energy and a power that allows you to be magnificent within any circumstances. And also, we have the rainbow frequencies flowing right now. We recommend you having the rainbow frequencies to support you. The rainbow frequencies flow all the time when they're activated for you, when you get them. They flow all the time. You can customize the flow, and they are like this. Remember, they're the fluffy cloud that comes under your rear end, and it lifts you up. So it carries you above a lot of what goes on and the energy in your day. And you can hold a more joyful energy, an energy of ease, an energy of things rolling off of you. But we know you can do this. What do you think? Can you do it?
It feels like I can do the part about seeing the magnificence around me and feel that when it gets to the point of saying the things about myself, it feels like I guess I'm going to have to fake it till I make it kind of.
Okay. We're going to add to your pile of things. Forgive myself. Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're having a block or a stop with the other ones. So that's your thing. So in the morning, we want you to say, we really want you to do the I ams. So you might have, it might not feel like it's inhabiting your body and infusing you at first, but we want you to persist with doing it. It will. And we want you to, I am magnificent. I am joy. I am powerful. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Say it 3 times. I forgive myself. And really feel it when you say that. Allow that forgiveness of yourself to flow. We want to point out for everybody, all unforgiveness of someone else, or what you think is unforgiving of someone else or a circumstance, is unforgiveness of yourself. It's all self-unforgiveness. All forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness forgives all. So you can do that, right? You can commit to doing that, make the note and commit to that?
I will commit to it, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Liz.
Thank you.
Thanks, sweet love. Blessings to you. Thanks for calling in. Holding the space for you, Liz, beautiful soul that you are. Thank you so much. Well, I wanted to now get Amy back, and I wanted to direct everyone to how they can follow along, because I'd like Amy to share what the offer is. So that I wanted to have done next, and then after that, do some more questions, because it's been so beautiful and such a wonderful way to serve the community. And then once we're done with that, then we'll do the energy work that we're going to be doing for everyone. So how does that sound?
That sounds magnificent, and we want to help with the page.
Yeah.
We want to help describing our offer. Because it's all of our things. So we'll
let
Amy do some of
it. Yeah, okay. Well, absolutely. Yes, we'd love for you to do that. Let me show people how to look at your page first. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then click on the special offer button underneath Amy's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page, which says activate infinite possibility and unlimited abundance. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type in WOTASHOW, that's WOTASHOW.com/Amy, which is simply AMY, and the number 9. So it's WOTASHOW.com/Amy9. So Amy or the collective, I don't mind who takes people through this, but it'd be wonderful if you would.
Okay. Well, right now it's me, and they will pop back. You'll notice that they have popped back because they like to talk to everybody.
Okay.
All right. So then my offer is called Activate Infinite Possibility and Unlimited Abundance. We want – they're trying to come back. All right. No, just look at me how they do this for a minute. All right. So I just want to let everybody know that infinite possibility and unlimited abundance is what you are. So this whole package activates you. It's not out there somewhere that you have to get. It's what you are. And when you can be unlimited possibility and infinite abundance, When those energies inhabit you, your life is reflecting infinite possibility and unlimited abundance. Isn't that a cool thing? So, and this, we're moving, going down. Okay, the first thing in here is the crystalline grid, living love connection. This is a beautiful guided meditative journey. Of course, it's the collective. And what this does is, well, it deeply relaxes you. It connects you to the crystalline grid. And it brings you to your point of light, the point of light that you are within that crystalline grid, because you are in that grid. That is you. And you also are guided to see and notice and feel all the connections to every other point of light in the grid. So that is all the other beings that are here. So it's magnificent, it's gorgeous, it's extremely expansive, and it sets your energy beautifully. And you can do it anytime, anytime. It will just, people that are having a little bit of a struggle with tuning into that joy, that lightness that is in the solar plexus area, crystalline grid will get you there in a big way. All right, so now we got the guided multidimensional portal journey with the collective. This is a fantastic, beautiful guided meditation. Takes you into a deeply relaxed state. Takes you far away from your cares, your worries, anything going on in your life, and takes you away from any negative energy happening into a magnificent, beautiful portal. And you really get to experience journeying into that portal and being in that portal. And in the space of the portal, right now we're in the space of a portal, but we're not paying that much attention to it. In this meditation, you're going to be paying a lot of attention to it. You're going to feel the space of everything that you thought had to stick around with you washing off you. You could see that you could just let it go. You could just choose, oh, I don't want to take that back out of the portal. I don't want this, but I want this, and I want that. And it's like you are building a new energetic you within this portal. It's really fun. You have the help of all of the interdimensional portal beings, and you'll even get to have the opportunity to peek out into another dimension from the portal. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and a space in which to allow yourself to create new you, to build that new you. All the building blocks are written in this portal. And because the portal is a different energy than the energy, the space that you are in the earth world, you will be able to easily swap your energy in and out. All right. Now, this seems to be one that a lot of people can benefit from. We are the collective and we are back, yes. It is our instant joy process. This is amazing. This totally takes you, it connects you with that radiant sun that lives in your solar plexus, and it bursts it forth throughout your body and into the world. And it's short. It's only 9 minutes. So for those that are struggling with tuning to that light within the solar plexus, use this instant joy process and use it every morning. It's fantastic. If you want to use it at night, you'll be going to sleep in this clear, magnificent joy, and you'll wake up in that too. What you go to sleep in is what you wake up in. So we recommend it highly. Now we have some magnificent bonuses. The first bonus are sequenced frequencies that are made of living energy, and they are light-encoded divine crystalline activations. Now these are amazing. They're short, so you can use them whenever you need to, anytime. You listen to them, you're taken into a deeply relaxed state, and then the energy is sent to you. They're theme specific, and then it's activated, and you feel it, and it just changes the energy that you are holding. This energy that you walk around in, it changes it, and the themes are no stress, relax, and regenerate. We would highly recommend that one as a daily one, especially when people are feeling stressed. If you're feeling that stress or it feels like things are overwhelming or you can tell that your energy is dipping, that's a very good one. Then the next one is activations for optimal health and well-being. This is good, too. You can't have enough health and well-being. Energy and activation for optimized relationships. Everything in your life is a relationship. Even you have a relationship with your stuff. So this is a very good activation to have, too. Energy and activations for increasing vibration to 5D. Another powerful one. We recommend this one for the evening as opposed to the morning. So you do this one when you're going to be going into a sleep. So you take it and you let yourself be taken into this vibration that's so high. You sleep in it and you wake up in it. And then energy and activations for abundance. This, again, infuses you with this energy and then activates it. Energy and activations for business and career success. And we know that's a big one for just about everyone. So, again, it's a gift. Allow yourself to receive the energy and have it activated. And the next one is this. We have a lot of things in here. Have you noticed? The next one is a super powerful 5D. It's actually 5D through 11D. This multidimensional money Reiki healing session, which is called an MMRT, is so powerful. And it most of the session takes place in the seventh dimension and above. It is, and a lot of people go to sleep because the energy is so high. It's a remote session, so no one will notice if you go to sleep. It's okay. And it is fantastic. Coming up this month is a very exciting one. Amy is really excited about that. It is the equinox, and it's the first equinox in the year of this divine portal of rebirth, or divine rebirth. It's a lot of divines. And you're going to be receiving a lot of powerful transformational activations that are in all of the MMRT sessions and special equinox upgrades, light codes, and activations. So it's a very powerful one. Equinox is a very powerful time and energy for resetting the water in your body. Hmm. And the water is what holds most of your energetic vibration. So it's a very, very powerful MMRT. And these MMRT sessions are so powerful. They're very life-changing. And these, also, you're going to love this. In the Equinox MMRT, you're also going to be receiving wealth activations for abundance and prosperity in the year. So more wealth activations, more abundance activations. So these are very powerful ones. And you also receive ascension upgrades and activations. And we'll just name a few. You've got the third eye and the pituitary, higher heart, the 12 to 24 strand DNA, prosperity and success, spiritual power infusion and activations. There was someone that asked about increasing their spiritual power. Well, that was in for the energy surgery session, and also in one of the questions someone asked about how to be this clear vehicle. The MMR energy will get you there. And it's just so nice because you don't have to do anything. You just kind of lie back and receive this energy. And what's really cool is the sessions are assisted by like 350 light beings of the seventh dimension, and many people get to see them. And a few of them go around and kiss people. We call them the kissing light beings. Okay. And you can feel the kisses. So it's very, very, very fun. And you don't even have to be awake to receive it. And the next thing in our offer is our favorite. We love the other things, too, but we love these. The crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. These are the magnificent, joyful energies. It's like the rainbow is everywhere. You got the rainbow with the Skittles. Yes, we don't know why there's Skittles in the rainbow, but that's what there's there. We think that human beings put the Skittles in the rainbow. Anyway, there's a rainbow, and you are, on your fluffy cloud. Everything feels good. Your energy is vibration is just uplifted, and you can just go through your life and you notice things that previously would have upset you no longer bother you. You could smile your way through. So this is a really good thing for a lot of people. And a lot of people that we're feeling out there right now would be very benefited by these frequencies flowing 24/7. And a whole month of them, 24/7, is in this wonderful special offer. Okay. Now, that's what we call Package A.
Okay.
That's all Package A.
Thank you.
So, now we have another wonderful, really big thing, and that is Package B. And Package B includes everything that we just said in Package A, plus a personal, just for you, no one else, no, it's not a group thing, energy surgery session. So this is a frequency sequencing and energy surgery session. We're going to just take a moment and explain how Amy does these energy surgery sessions. She brings you into a special etheric chamber, and she closes her eyes because she's seeing with her energy eyes. She works with three or four light beings, of the seventh dimensional light beings. They are there to be like assistants, and they stand on, and one is across from Amy, one is at the head, one is at the foot, and if there's another one, then there's one next to Amy also. And you are literally, your energy body, which is a duplicate of your physical body, is surgically opened up, and all of your organs are cleaned, restored, rejuvenated, infused with divine crystalline light, so that they are operating at their highest perfection. And all things are repaired, joints are repaired. It's like you're getting a whole makeover in your body energetically. And then if there are specific focus areas that you want focused on, Amy will infuse the energy into your body that holds the shift, that holds what you want to transform, the transformed energy. And you will also be infused with a lot of power statements, the energy of these power statements. Your chakras will be balanced. The spins will be balanced and realigned so that they're all in sync with one another. And you will be amazing. It feels great. It's everything. It's clearing, rejuvenating, empowering. It's really everything. And it's so wonderful. And it takes about 30 to 35 minutes. And during that time, you are asked to be lying still. So this is why we don't want to make it into a very long thing, because you might move around. So you just lie down still, and Amy goes to work. It will feel to you like some things are happening in your body. It will feel like a yummy energy session, almost like an energy massage. You will not feel like someone is giving your liver a massage or cleaning out your colon. You're not going to feel that. You're going to feel lovely, actually. It feels very lovely. And big, big changes can happen in these surgeries. Joints can be repaired, all sorts of things. Backs can be fixed. So really, really cool. And if you're having memory issues, Amy goes in with the team, her little team, and they re-enhance and rejuvenate the hippocampus and refresh that so that your memory and memory recall is improved. So it's this amazing session, and the possibilities are endless. So we want to invite you to come look at this offer. The page is magnificent. The energy is magnificent. We want you to come allow yourself to feel the energy of the page. We want you to immerse yourself in it. We want you to read through and allow yourself to feel what you feel as you read through it. Allow that energy to flow through you. And then we invite you to choose it. We hope that you will choose Package B, because we want you to experience the full energy surgery session. It's so divine. We wish that we had a body so that we could experience it. But unfortunately, we're only borrowing a body so we don't get to experience it. We kind of bear this big energy that lives everywhere. So we can't really have energy surgery sessions. So that's it.
Beautiful.
How do we do?
Wonderfully, wonderfully. So there's two beautiful options that include activations, and then as well as this option B or Package B, which includes the surgery. So let me ask, you know, this includes chakra tuning and balancing and resets and the actual energetic surgery itself. Is this mostly for people who are aware of physical symptoms in their body?
No. It's aware. It's for everybody. Everybody, because we can do energetic surgery on your energetic vibration. We just go in and we refresh all the organs and we tune everything up. Everything gets a tune-up and a rejuvenation so that your body feels good. There's there's a lot of stuff going on in people's bodies that they don't know about. You don't even have to have symptoms. So we repair,
right,
clean up, rejuvenate, all that. We keep saying we're doing it, but it's Amy, really. We like to take credit. It's Amy.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing those with the Wisdom community. I invite everyone to take a look at that as well. And if you don't see the link or the page today, you'll get that a little bit later on today via email, or you can go to the website and you'll see that right after the call is over. So it'll be posted there as well. So thank you so much for bringing that to the Wisdom community.
Oh, you're welcome.
Beautiful, welcome. Beautiful.
And we're passing on the thanks to Amy. So we're going to have to bring her back because she has to do the energy surgery. So as much as we will hang out and stay.
Okay.
We will stay, but we have to bring her back so she can do that. We just love to describe the offer. That's like one of our favorite.
Well, yes, absolutely, because that's how people can get to work more deeply and do the work that really counts.
Right.
So let me say that I think now would be a good time to do the energy surgery because I'm getting a sense it might take a little while. And given the time of the show, I think this would be a great time to do that now.
Okay. All right. So hold on. All right. Okay. Wow. All right. I'm back, kind of. I could tell they want to come back. All right. So not everybody. I know that there are people here that didn't have a chance to put their thing in the group, and I also know that there are people that put their one thing in the group that aren't here and will be listening to the replay. So that's all fine and good. And what we want you to do, okay, this is me, and they're trying to come through, and I'm not going to let them. No, you cannot. They really like to come through and speak to everybody. They don't have that much opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they really, really like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to hold this space really strongly.
Okay.
So I want everyone to get into a comfortable position, all right? It's best if you can lie down, and I'll explain what's going to happen. Everybody, I'm creating a large etheric chamber that is going to surround the group. So everybody is going to be within this etheric chamber where the energy surgery takes place. There are going to be a lot of light beings assisting. So everybody will be attended by at least two light beings, it looks like, two light beings. So that's an awful lot of light. So you might see some light, you know, flickers of light or whatever. That's okay. Don't be surprised by that if you do. And we are going to energetically clear everything within you, realign all the chakras. That's going to be done for everybody. And then we're going to specifically work on the one area for you that you chose. Now, if you did not choose an area yet, this is what, and we're going to have everyone do this. We want you to think of one area that you would like to have transformed, repaired, rejuvenated, healed, or released. Okay, just one area, because we're doing many together. So that will be a lot of areas we're working on. So each we're asking each person to just focus on one. So, for example, I want to fix my both knees and my back and my shoulder. That's more than one. Okay? And you can say, well, I want to fix my financial abundance. I want a new job. I want pick one. In a case like that, that might be, I want an energetic shift. I want my abundance gene activated, my abundance energy activated. So that could be a good one for that. Okay? So we don't want to give you ideas. We want you to think for a moment and feel, what is the one thing that you would like to have energetically transformed, restored, rejuvenated, healed, released? Once you have your one thing, we want you to hold it in your head. We noticed, where is it? All right, there were a lot of like knees, lungs, hips, thyroid, teeth, remove entities, money increase, eyes, pancreas, better sleep. These types of things were things in the group that were written down. So that might help you with an idea. There are other things too, but those are the ones that I just wrote down. And so just think and feel. Just feel your thing and hold it in your awareness. Okay. All right. So I'm feeling these things. Okay. If you're not sure, some people are stuck, how about some clarity? That can be your thing. Don't get too hung up on it. Good. All right. Now we want, no, you're not coming back. That's right. All right. I want you to lie down. All right. If you're not in a space where you can lie down, relax your body in your sitting position. Do not have anything crossed. It's better if you don't have arms on top of your belly and you don't have your legs crossed. Uncross everything so that everything is out in its own space. Okay. And we're going to have to relax you. So close your eyes. Imagine a beautiful white sphere above your crown. If you're lying down, it's there above your crown. And feel the light from this sphere flowing down into your body. It flows down through all the chakras, flows out and down into all your arms, both arms. Flows into all the organs and down your legs. And this light is illuminating your body. It's relaxing everything. It's preparing your body for the energy surgery. So just breathe it in. Feel it flowing. That sphere is going to stay above your head, gently, gently, slowly rotating, beaming this light through your body throughout the surgery. While I perform the surgery with the light beings for everybody, I am not going to be speaking, so I want to prepare you for that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to actually put the phone down, and I'm going to do the surgery for everybody. All right, so feel this light flowing through you. Breathe that light in. Allow it to fill you and relax you. And I'm going to stop speaking now, and I'm going to do the surgery. All right, I'm going to start gently speaking. The energy surgery is complete. You are closed back up energetically, surrounded by a beautiful field of white light that is holding you. And whatever it is that you wanted worked on has been worked on. So we ask that you come back to a normal consciousness, regular, more awake consciousness, and just allow yourself to feel your body, inhabit your body again with awareness. Great, great. And open your eyes, of course, look around. And I'd love to hear of anyone's experience with this. This is the first time ever that I've done a group mini energy surgery session. So if anyone wants to leave some input or let us know how it was for you, I would be grateful to know. So how was it for you, Ian?
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Well, I had, we'll see, because mine was, I've been feeling low energy in the mornings, but then during the day I've got, you know, incredibly high amounts of energy and joy. But I'm finding that right now I'm a little bit sluggish in the mornings, and I'm not as vibrant as I'd like to be to really start my day off the way I'd like to do that. So I'm just sharing with everyone that's what my intention was.
And you may notice a difference.
Surgery. Yeah.
Something like that is usually caused by a sluggish liver, and we rejuvenated everybody's liver. So that might help you.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of knee, elbow, not elbow so much, but we did do an elbow, hip rejuvenations, rebuilding cartilage with light. So see what you notice. You know,
okay.
Everybody see what you notice. And of course, we did energy implants. We balanced and restored all chakra spins, balanced everything. Some chakras get sluggish and they're not spinning. That can also affect your energy in the morning. So usually that is a liver thing.
Okay.
So everybody see how you feel. Now, remember, this is not a full energy surgery session. The full energy surgery session is in the offer.
Right.
And that is a big energy surgery session. It was very interesting to do this group one. I love doing it. It was great. And we had so many light beings. They're so helpful and very attentive. So each one of you, like I said, was worked on by two light beings.
Wonderful.
So if anyone wants to input, type something into the web thing, that's great. And let us know.
Miriam from the Netherlands, Miriam says, really lovely energy surgery. I felt a lot in the area of my third eye, very relaxed and warm. At the end, my feet were intensely tingling.
Oh, great.
And then Catherine from the United Kingdom says, my issue was worthiness, but I felt little star beings working on me, in me and through me, and I felt the little people chattering away. And then, I think this is Dada again from Vancouver. Thank you, Amy. I am home and I'm sick today. I felt so much tingling all around my intestines. Amazing. Thank you. I felt so much bliss.
Well, guess what's in your intestines? Your immune system.
Mm-hmm. This is Melody from Geneva in Illinois. My head was pulsing and I feel a lot lighter. Stacy from San Diego said, I didn't feel anything, but I'm relaxed and I feel very grateful for your love and your expert help. And then Grace just writes from Chilliwack, thank you. This is wonderful. So thank you so much, everyone, for sharing your beautiful feedback with Amy and me
on
the show.
Continue to share, too.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to share even after the call. Ian will share it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd
definitely
love to hear so.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Cheryl from Kenosha. Cheryl writes in, I actually did see a flicker of white spheres in my visual field before the session. I asked for something different, but I felt something very distinct on the top of my left foot. Interestingly, I injured my foot several months ago. And it hasn't healed as of yet. We'll see how it goes. Thank you very much. I feel very calm as well.
You're welcome. Well, then, if the light beings felt, they saw that and felt that would be beneficial to you more than the thing that you were thinking of, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, people still continue to write in, so I'll share those with Amy. So thank you so much. Well, Amy and the collective, thank you so much for being on the Wisdom Show today. It's been wonderful. We've just flowed with the energy, and we're just very grateful for you and the collective for being here and really working with everyone today. So grateful for you taking so many questions and performing these mini surgeries on people. And then I also wanted to share with everyone again, of course, if you'd like to work with Amy and the collective more in depth and work with her privately, then of course that package is available, as well as take a look at the activations in the package A as well. So you do have those links, and feel into if that is something that you are guided to do. We're just very, very grateful for Amy and the collective for bringing that wonderful offer to the show today.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for having me. Thank you, everybody, for allowing me into your space and to contribute to you, the magnificent being that you are.
So true. Yeah, beautiful shining lights. You are magnificent. You absolutely are. So thank you so much. Blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for being here, part of Wisdom of the Ancients. You're part of the orb. You're literally part of the fabric of this beautiful, beautiful collective community. So thank you all. Much love to you all. And we thank Divine Mother and Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you all. Namaste. Bye now.